One of the areas where Chazal were matter, Malachim Cholamoid, was for the purpose of Davar HaAved. And we explained in the beginning because that since it was left up to Chazal to define what Malach is a Mutter and what are Asr, and their main intent with defining of Malacha was to generate Simchas Yom Tov. So if a person would be asked to do Asr, someone should be taking a loss, that would detract from his Simchas Yom Tov. So Chazal were matter it. Either because the Rabbanon or the Rice or whatever, how I understand the halacha, Chazal said the Davar HaAved is mutter. So let's go through some of the definitions of Davar HaAved. So first of all, how definite does it have to be? So it doesn't have to be a definite loss, it has to be a reasonable chance of a loss. If there's a problem, if you don't take care of it right now, you have something going on, there's some deterioration in a person's roof, and he says, if you don't take care of it in the next 2 days, there's a good chance it might create a problem. It's not definite. It might be a problem. You might get a leak, and it's supposed to rain over Yom Tov. What should you do? Okay, so you should say, if you don't, roof leaking in can cause damage to the rest of the house, so you can take care of it. So if a person has a potential loss, that is also mutter. What's mutter is only a damage to the actual principle that a person has, something that he has already. I have a great opportunity to make a large amount of money if I do this. That's not Davar HaAved. I'm losing all that money. You don't have the money. You're not losing it. But losing a chance to make a profit is not permitted. Person says, I have this problem. If I don't take care of it the next week or two, it's going to be a major problem. Well, take care of it during Chol HaMoed. Mechabel Malach to HaMoed. Instead of take care of it before Yom Tov, I wait, I'll take care of it during Chol HaMoed. That's also. And if you and you cannot designate it before Yom Tov. When you get to Yom Tov, you can't do anything because you decided to leave it for Chol HaMoed. So mechabel Malach to HaMoed is not permitted. When a person is allowed to do Davar HaAved, so Halacha says if it's a minimal amount of tircha involved, so then it's mutter. It's an excessive tircha. To Malacha was an excessive amount of tircha, so that they were not matter Davar HaAved. Last point, a person should do Davar HaAved, in the definitions over here, two more points of definitions. A person should do it possibly, if possible, do it in a way which is not public, in a private way. How much money do you have to lose? Is there any difference in halacha, the amount of loss? It's a minimal loss. It's a significant loss. There is a difference in halacha between a minimal loss and a significant loss. We said that you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed for the purpose of Echol Nefesh. We said you're allowed to do malacha for other purposes. This is not for the purpose of Chol HaMoed at all. It's only mutter ma'aseh hedyot. However, if it's a significant loss, even ma'aseh uman is permitted. Even if it's going to be skilled work, that's permitted if it's a significant loss. If it's a minimal loss, it's mutter ma'aseh hedyot, not ma'aseh uman. The person take this halacha and they apply it to a lot of different applications of this concept. Person wants to write. You ever write? We spoke about writing on Chol HaMoed. You ought to write on Chol HaMoed. So we said it's questionable what's permitted exactly. But to write down Chiddushei Torah, you're going to forget them. Davar HaAved. So you ought to write down Chiddushei Torah. Taking pictures, professional pictures. You want to go to a photographer, take a professional picture on Chol HaMoed. Can't do that. Ma'aseh Uman, etc., whatever it is. The whole family's got together. They're never not going to get together for next who knows how long. You want to take a family picture. It's a great opportunity to take this. It's a Davar HaAved. The opportunity to take this picture is a Davar HaAved. So they apply it in many different areas besides just you think of the idea of there's a loss in your home, etc. One of the areas which a person should look into, a person who's working, should look into the issue of Mechab Malach. So why is a person allowed to work in Chol HaMoed? Because he might lose his job if he doesn't work. So it's a Davar HaAved. So I have a job and I'm losing the potential. What about I have vacation time? Am I mechuyav to take vacation time over Chol HaMoed? Is that mechuyav malach to HaMoed? I could take the vacation time later on. So you know, I'd rather do the Davar HaAved, but I'm specifically intending to do it during Chol HaMoed when I could I can prevent the loss a different way. So that's already a question you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. There might be a difference between if you took a vacation, it's summertime, you want to take the vacation, thereby causing you to do malacha and Chol HaMoed sukkahs. And Chol HaMoed Pesach, where you didn't take the vacation yet, you're saying, I'll work now and I'll have vacation time in the summer. There might be a difference between the two of those, and you have to ask a shayla on that. Have a good morning. Have a good Shabbos.